Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hey! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Yes, Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Fantasy Football Friday with Ian Hartis. Pro Football Focus comes up 1 hour from right now. 1 hour from right now. Fantasy football. Get your questions in now. Use that hashtag Big Fantasy. Hashtag Big Fantasy. That's how I sort them on Twitter. That's how I take your questions. If there's no hashtag, you will not get your question asked to Ian Hartis. Hashtag Big Fantasy. Ian Hartis, Pro Football Focus. Follow him on Twitter at iHartis. Joins us 1 hour from right now. If you don't want to do Twitter, if you want to call up, that's the way that we all prefer, I think, including Ian, to actually talk to a human being on the phone. You can always just hang out and wait and call in 1 hour from right now and get Ian Hartis to answer your fantasy football questions. The question right now is, do you think Justin Fields, the Bears rookie quarterback, can actually beat this Packers team? As a rookie, that's a big, big ask to beat one of the best teams in the NFC as a rookie. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct, or you can tweet us at Big Show Network. Do you think Justin Fields can beat the Green Bay Packers? Gary Ellerson.
Can I go no, but?
Sure.
No, but if he can play an error-free game and let the defense go play and confuse Rodgers, yeah, I mean, it can happen. And I know I was confident, concerned, because we did it up front, I said the Packers were going to win. But if Justin Fields, because we talked about his numbers, and I don't know, they fly to Chicago, go to Vegas. That Vegas football team is a really good football team. They beat them jokers in Vegas. Now, they had a lot of stuff going on in Vegas. I get it. They caught them on maybe a good weekend. Well, for them, but not wasn't a good weekend for the NFL. But he only threw for 111 yards, Steve.
Yep.
And they get a win. And you saw that defense. So I think for them, their MO would be for, hey, Justin Fields, don't screw it up, bro. Don't screw it up. Let's stay positive in, you know, in the yards, meaning ahead of the sticks, and let the defense play. Because basically that's what the Chicago Bears has always been about anyways, is defense. And you paid all that money for Khalil Mack. You gave all them draft picks for him. He's the guy. You got Roquan. That joke will run all over the place. Leroy, who else they got over there, defensive lineman?
Hicks.
Hicks.
I think Hicks may be banged up. I don't know. I think he got a girl. But, yeah,
they got Quinn.
Yeah, Robert Quinn. Khalil Mack.
they got a lot of talent defensively where they can throw some monkey. And you say Justin Fields. Be patient. Don't screw it up. So to answer your question, do you think Justin Fields can beat the Packers? No, but a series of things got to happen for them to win.
All right, do you think Justin Fields can beat the Packers? That's the question. 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Mike the Painter, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show on a Pick and Save Football Friday.
Hey, good afternoon, Big Show. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Yeah.
I do not think Justin Fields himself can beat us. He needs the defense to beat us and the Packers to beat themselves. Him himself, he doesn't have it yet. But if he's, you know, doesn't hurt himself and hurt the team like Gary was just saying, sure, they could win. But I don't think it would be Justin Fields winning it for him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for the call.
That's where I'm at.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call. Now, very good.
I remember Paul Justin was the quarterback. Y'all don't know.
Of the Colts.
Yeah, y'all. People don't know.
I was there.
He beat us.
Sure did. Blonde hair.
Anybody could beat anybody.
On any given day.
Yeah, but now.
It's the only good thing Paul Justin did in his NFL career.
You always, I think that's how you get beat when you say what a guy can't do. Because I remember Michael Vick coming up here, Lambeau Field.
It was warm though, Leroy.
They say he can't throw. He's just a scrambler. Just keep him in the pocket. You know the whole things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, anything can happen. That's why you practice. But as far as the fan base is concerned, if you're Chicago, you're thinking, who gives us the best chance to win? Not pressure from fans or up top. Okay. Put that to the side because we know what they think. You told Andy Dalton in the offseason when you signed him, you're the starter. I don't know why they had to do that. So as long as you're healthy, you're the starter. That's before they even got Justin Fields. Oh, yeah, we may get this guy. Because I remember when Mitch Trubisky came in and they moved up to get him, he was the franchise, blah, blah, blah. But his rookie year, you know, they got beat. But the second year, he beat the Packers, but he still wasn't an experienced quarterback because he's doing what Gary said. Let the defense do it for you. Don't go do everything. But when you're talking about quarterbacks, it's about giving yourself an opportunity to do, because that's what they thought Kyler Murray was going to be. Hey, man, listen, you can't throw, stay in the pocket, and they're going to try to shadow you. This guy's just ripping the league up. He can be the same way if he's bought in, then the organization is bought in. Let's look at the numbers. If we get in the red zone, yes, yeah. They ain't stopped nobody in the red zone. Nobody. That Packer defense ain't stopped. That's what the coaches are telling him. And they're showing him the plays, the same plays we're concerned about. They said, look, man, when they get past the 25, these are the plays. We're going to give you 15 plays mentally that you think every time you step back, all you got to do is throw it, go through your progression. If it's not there, take off. You met the avoid one guy, you're going to score. Now, we have seen him do that in preseason and other stuff. But again, I've been texting back and forth with Josh Myers. I say, Josh, tell me something. It's not true. It's just funny. Tell me something I can use about Justin Fields, man. I mean, what's up? I mean, what does he like to do? What does he say in the huddle? What is his cadence? And you would think that you go and say, hey, man, listen, Justin likes to go. When he's flushed out, he likes to always go to his left. So let's bring him up pressure from the left side. No, when he flushed, he likes to go to his right. They're doing all that. And just for a disclaimer, I did not text with Josh Myers.
Because it's just funny.
It's just funny. Yeah, it is. But I would think that.
Steve, you laughing? No.
No, it's funny.
Huh?
Yeah, funny. He don't get it. That's what I'm saying.
Uncontrollable laughter.
When we go to people that know folks, we like to know what they still think. And Josh Myers is a guy that I would have a conversation with.
You have to.
You snap to him. Yeah. Yeah, bro, you know everything about this guy. Y'all sat around, y'all did this. Okay. When the first progression is gone, the second progression is gone, which way he'd like to favor when he lean out? The analytics department can tell me that, but tell me what his head is thinking. That's my comfort zone. Because he still want to throw the ball, so he may go to his right, so he can still throw. He goes to his left, he's definitely running the ball, because he'd have to turn his torso all the way open up to throw it. that kind of stuff. Yeah, he could beat Green Bay. Of course.
All right, so he says he could beat Green Bay. Does Leroy
Butler.
You don't
got to be all pro to win these games.
Brian, South Milwaukee, you're next on Pick and Save Football Friday with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Yeah, by himself, absolutely not. But I remember 3-13, 96 team losing to, was that a winless Indianapolis team way back then?
Yes.
I mean, you know, anything can happen. You know, if the defense for the Bears creates a lot of turnovers and Green Bay just can't get their offense going, I mean, it can happen. By himself, no, absolutely not. I mean, you know, he's not at that stage right now where he can put it on his shoulders and do it like Rodgers or Brady could do.
See, I disagree. Thanks for the phone
Thanks
call.
Thanks for the call.
You don't know – you don't have to be all pro to win these games. We just talking about one game on his home turf. This guy was knocked out of a game against – who was it, Clemson? I think he got knocked out of the game, broke both shoulders, his spleen, and something leaking out of his body.
Yeah,
it came back and threw 6-7 touchdowns.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But that's college, though.
But he's
I guess you responded to his toughness.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's a big dude.
See, y'all looking at it. He's a big guy. And again, I'm going to narrow it down for every quarterback. I'm only going to give you throws that I'm comfortable with. That's what every quarterback, even Tom Brady. What do you like to do? And he'll tell the coach, I really like to do this. You know, I really like with Damian Williams, I like riding the side. With Herbert, I want to do straight drop back. You know, I like these plays. Okay, fine, we'll do those. When you get past the first 15, all we got to do team, get in the red zone. Just get in the red zone. Once we're in the red zone, we feel good about it. Because look at the odds of how deep is Packer defense in the red zone.
Yeah, it's up to anybody from scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, so we just not get in a touchdown. Forget about that. Let's get in the red zone. And then you think, okay, it's a different game. Because every quarterback, just like Gary says, has to be a game manager. Don't mess it up. And I'm thinking they're telling him there's nobody over there athletic enough to stop you. Now, I think it's one guy that can stop him one-on-one and the size, speed, athleticism, 52. 52 can stop lateral movement.
Sean, Gary's your guy.
What? I wouldn't trust nobody else. I don't want to move Campbell because if I move Campbell, I feel my anxiety goes up because he's too good at what he does. I don't want to change it. I need him to stay right there. He's going to be all pro right there, right in that spot. 52, I need you to roam around, pick a gap. If he steps up, go get him. If you stay in the pocket, you help with anything, crossing routes. But if he look like he's going to take off sick, go get him. Go get him. That's what I tell Biscuit when I want to, you know.
Biscuit's Leroy's little dog.
Yeah.
Sick him.
Yeah, little shit.
That's Leroy, dude. I'm just go the opposite. Him. I'm just the opposite on that. Because I look at the Green Bay Packers.
How you see it?
Well, because I look at the Green Bay Packers, I go, who's my best pass rusher right now?
Well, Kenny Clark inside. I mean.
Well, I mean.
What, outside?
Yeah, who's my best pass rusher? Just, it's 52.
I love 91. But, okay, yeah, but your argument,
because,
say 52.
Because of everything that you say,
yeah.
Go get them, boom, boom, boom.
Who would you use then? Who would you use?
My best pass rusher is 52. I'm just saying.
It's fine.
In my argument.
Yeah, leave him out. Right.
So, I don't want him sitting in the middle of the field. I want him to do what he does best. Go get him. Forces him to Devontae Campbell.
Do you? But
so you want Campbell to be the?
I want Campbell to be in the middle.
But don't you have to worry about contain with that dude or no?
But yeah, but you still have that. You got Rashawn Gary staying on the outside, squeezing him in,
correct,
and forcing him up in the pocket.
Right.
So up in the pocket could be Kenny Clark. Up in the pocket could be Devontae Campbell. That's what that way. Because if I take – now, we don't know what Jalen Smith is going to bring to the party because that's a whole other thing that we don't know.
Yeah,
but if I just say Jalen Smith ain't playing, let's say I take Rashawn Gary and put him in the middle, then who are my two guys on the outside?
They use Owen Burks and 91. That's what they started with on film. It's 42 and 91 outside, 55 was on the – I mean, 52 was on the inside. That's what I – Zadarius.
Right.
Well, Zadarius did it. If we
so now
we, the guy,
so. We just debating what we would put a guy semantics. Either way, for me, I'd rather have 52 on the outside, doing what he's doing best, forcing that Joker up in the pocket. And it appears, because Devontae Campbell, that Joker, he likes 6'3", Leroy.
Big dude.
He's 6'3", 240.
He grown.
And he's athletic enough. So we'll see how that all shakes
out.
Yeah,
I don't have no confidence.
They have a lot of different, but they have a lot. They have a lot of, this defense right now, add Jalen Smith to it, add Za'Darius Smith when he comes back, they'll have a lot of options on how to rush the passer or where they want to put guys at.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout, come back. I want to get Leroy's thoughts on this whole idea of having a spy on the defensive side of the ball. That's happened throughout the years in the NFL, spying a quarterback. One person gets assigned in that duty, whether or not that's something Green Bay should consider for Justin Fields. But first, Leroy's going to tell us all about New Mail.
New Mail Medical Center, guys. Men's health and things of that nature always works good. I want you to pick some of your top songs and just kind of walk. And it's a little cooler today. This morning, I think it was 48. It's okay. Put a hoodie on. Or if you want to stay inside, you can do some sit-ups, push-ups, walk up and down the stairs. Just keep the blood flowing. We're not necessarily telling you what to eat. We're just saying portion control. We're just telling you that if you have a problem in the bedroom, it's okay. We can fix that. We're problem solvers. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. The reason was hesitancy about going to the doctor. Hey, man, you know, I'm thinking I'm Superman. I'm perfect health. And some guy who's half my size is going to say, you're in bad shape. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work. Okay. But it's not about what you look like, what he looked like. Get into a room and you and him work it out amongst yourselves. And then when you walk out of that room, you have a clear mind. There's no anxiety. You feel good about your health, and everything is great. That's all they want to do, just help you if you need help. If you need help, if you think you need help, or your friend needs help, get him this for his birthday present. Get it for him for Christmas if you want. 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
How many times must we take this disgrace? Another Bears fan throwing insults in our face. The Packers are the greatest team to ever play the game. Even if from time to time they've been a little lame. How could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Not even Porky Pig was as big a ham. They got a reputation that's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
Oh, yeah,
the
I have Bears heard still it. Suck. Okay.
You heard it, right?
Yeah. Still suck. I just hear the hook.
Obviously, it was done a while ago. They referenced to Jim McMahon. So.
Yeah. So he knows about it.
So before Lambeau Field got big time, I don't know if I'm going to bring Leroy back. Before Lambeau Field got big time, where they pump all the music in, all the guys. Yep. There used to be a band in the corner.
Okay.
Do you remember the band, Leroy?
Oh, yeah. Or was it a polka band? Yeah. Polka. That's what I thought it was, yeah.
Do you remember the polka band, Leroy, in the corner down on the field?
I used to have to apologize to my friends in Florida.
We ran into them a couple times. Yeah. Drums and cymbals flying all over the place.
Nice.
And that was the music inside of Lambeau Field. They used to play that, Steve.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I bet the Bears liked it, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure down in Chicago they got some Packers.
Steve, do you remember the polka band in the corner?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. So interesting.
Do you remember the cheerleaders we used to have?
Yes, I do. Those were St. Norbert cheerleaders, weren't they?
No. We used to have our own cheerleaders. Matter of fact, they aren't the cheerleaders, Leroy, if you remember, up at the Packer Hall of Fame dinner. Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, sure did. The first cheerleaders.
Yeah, they had the cheerleaders. They honored them while at the Packer Hall of Fame.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. We had a huge talk. I mean, Forrest, like, hey, man.
Yep, they had
you. So I'll tell you something that happened earlier today. We're going to have David Haw from 670 The Score, Molly and Haw Morning Show, coming up the next segment. A couple minutes here. So earlier this morning on our morning show in Milwaukee, Bart Winkler played that song and then talked about how he really don't like the song.
Who doesn't?
Bart. Like the song.
Bart don't like a lot of stuff.
But Bart is the one that loves that goofy Bucks Lust song by Eddie J. Lemberger, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm listening to this. I'm like, okay, enough. So I tweeted out, which song do you prefer? And I put at Big Show Network. We have not retweeted it, I don't think, from Big Show Network. We may have. I don't know. Sam Schmitz is in there now. You can see if we retweeted it or not. So right now, coming up on 400 votes for this poll, Bears still suck with 56% of the votes of people preferring Bears still suck to 44% for Bucks lust, preferring
Where is
Bucks
that at,
lust.
Steve?
At Sparky Radio. My Twitter
right,
account.
Let me retweet that. Let me see if I can find it.
So there you go.
You want to retweet that?
Help because again, I mean, the Eddie J. Lemberger thing, Bucks lust thing, if you remember that, that we barely played it on this show because I can't stand it. But that song gained some popularity.
Yeah, I mean, we never played it here because it was all about Steve.
Morning show and afternoon show played it. But again, it's been played. So here it is. Here I'll play the goofy thing for you. Here,
this is who would you rather coach Game Six?
Yeah, no, here. No, that's what's pinned at the top. You got to scroll down.
You can pin.
Yeah, you can pin tweets at the top so you don't lose them.
Oh my god!
Whatever the case may be. All right, here we go. This is that Bucks Lust song. It really could have been done in the same era as the Bear Sucks song, right?
No,
yes, it could.
No,
this could have been made in the 80s and nobody would have blinked an eye.
The other one is more like polka.
I was doing my fiesta dance when Steve turned it on.
Yeah, what is this?
This got more like a
disco
lead guitar.
I did my Selena move.
You hit a lead guitar in it?
I like going bonkers.
Yeah, that's my favorite Bucks song, too. Yeah, Just Chris, yeah.
This.
All right, so Bears Still Suck or that? Which one?
This one.
Oh, God.
It ain't even close.
No, I'd take Bears Still Suck any day of the week over that.
I mean, not even close. What you like, but I'm just saying music-wise.
Not even close.
The other one's a polka. They're two different moves. The other one's a polka. This is more of an
No, the Bears
move.
Still
Suck.
Play Bears Still Suck again. It's a polka.
All right,
fire hook.
Okay, here
I think Drake must have wrote that hook. That's polka. Fire.
Polka.
It's polka, yeah.
I want to do polka.
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
Don't get mad with me.
But polkas are a thing in this state.
Right. Don't get mad at me. I think about your dad when I hear this song.
Oh, he doesn't do polka. Definitely not. No. My dad in his Harley gear is not doing a polka,
He's
I don't think.
Your dad too cool for that.
No.
He's not doing polka.
No.
He's too cool for that.
Yeah, my dad's not doing
this
no polka.
Is polka. You agree this is polka?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is almost like roll out the barrel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
You got to roll out the barrel?
But the hook.
I can get it.
Play Roll Out the Barrel real quick.
It's fire.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course.
We agree with that.
I mean, of course that's fire. I mean,
the Bucks, still, the lust thing, it making you eating a lot of Doritos, sitting around in your parents' basement, playing video games.
Bucks, lust?
Yeah.
I like that. The Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, that was good.
Shout out to John Horst. That's my guy.
Yeah. Just got extended. Yeah. Long deal. Yeah. For John Horst.
Yeah, we got that done.
Not sure how many years, but they're saying several years.
I know. Probably like 4 to 5.
I'll let you know there. We don't want everybody to know our business. Is this Wisconsin band?
It says Roll Out the Barrel.
Roll Out the Barrel. Play this at the
Pack. I know, but it sounds like Wisconsin band at first.
I don't know who's playing.
It's just a mix. It's just a
version. If you listen to our Odyssey.com app, I apologize. We got these songs, and I know y'all got other songs.
What? Why? You don't like Roll Out the Barrel?
If you're in California right now, you hear that, what you thinking? Be honest.
Well, we go to California all the time, the Badger Band, and the California people.
If you're in Delaware,
loving it.
Philly.
Delaware, they play this in Delaware.
You
New York is probably they kind of getting crossed.
I thought I heard Meek Mill was going to do a version of that Roll Out the Barrel.
He could do it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Meek would do
it. No, not Meek. What's his name?
Who? Isn't he Philly guy that Leroy always talks about?
Yeah, not Meek, though. The other guy, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, but Lil Wayne ain't.
Lil Wayne was the one right, Schmitty?
Yeah, he's a Packer fan.
Lil Wayne's a Packer fan.
Yeah,
but Meek Mill would make it go platinum.
Not Lil Wayne?
Saw Lil Wayne in the first game. He was down in the...
So if we put out a poll, Meek Mill or Lil Wayne, who wins that?
Lil Wayne
then?
Yeah.
Wayne's a GOAT.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, David Haw, 670 The Score.
Are we saying his name
Moe
right?
And Haw. Yes, positive. We've had him on before. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw.
You might be concerned about that.
Are back at Wendy's.
Okay, this one. I've been waiting.
Each $1 book comes with 5 coupons for a free Junior Frosty and 1 bonus Wendy's app offer for free any size fry with any purchase. Boo Books are perfect for handing out to trick-or-treaters or keeping and treating yourself. Plus, proceeds support the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help find forever families for children in foster care. Boo Books are sold at Wendy's. Until Halloween or until supplies last, and can be redeemed until New Year's Eve.
Give us your scariest movie you've ever had growing up. If you're 50 anything, I'm going to get this answer right. Next week we'll do it, brought to you by Boo Books. You can get them. Of course, it goes to a great cause, but give us your scariest movie ever. Just one, though. No auxiliary list.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Fifer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios, with online learning at 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, Lakeland.edu. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, David Hall from the 670 The Score, Mullion Hall Morning Show. Follow him on Twitter at David Hall. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. David, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Glad to be with you guys. Looking forward to Sunday.
We just asked the question, do you think Justin Fields can beat the Green Bay Packers? How would you answer it?
I would say that it's going to take more than Justin Fields. I understand the question, and certainly we spent all week kind of framing it that way, kind of what is the next step for this rookie quarterback, because he's, you know, shown a lot of promise in his first three starts. But I think for the Bears to beat the Packers, if the Bears can beat the Packers, I'm not sure it will be because of Justin Fields. It will be because they rushed the passer effectively, prevented the big play, and were able to run the football.
No, I would agree with you on that. And I don't know, you've seen them a little bit. Have other teams employed a spy technique toward Justin Fields so far? Because I think if it breaks down, his ability to run the football is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, you know, they've seen that occasionally, but it's not been something that has been predominant. I think that he is a threat to run the ball. I think the possibilities that he creates when he's in you know, when the play breaks down is maybe the toughest thing to, number one, defend, and number two, to kind of plan on. You know, it's hard to make a living out of the unexpected, and yet that is what maybe gives the Bears the best chance at winning Sunday, is to pull in the upset, is if Justin Fields sees protection break down, escapes the pocket, and then catches the Packers in man coverage, and nobody can catch him after he's running the football. That's the thing that, you know, it makes football so fascinating and fun to follow, because these are things you can't really project. I mean, you see it, and guys, I'm not making this comparison, but when Lamar Jackson plays, you see that kind of reality. When other quarterbacks are dynamic, I guess Russell Wilson is a guy that Justin Fields has talked about wanting to emulate. You know, when plays break down, they stand up and they get to, they make plays in ways that maybe, you know, not everyone can. And that's the dangerous part for, I think, the Packers defense, and that's the fun thing about the Bears.
David, Leroy Butler, I got a couple of questions, but one of them just jumped out to me yesterday. The Bears got a lot of money in quarterbacks with Andy Dalton and Nick Foles and Justin Fields. That's a lot of top-heavy money. Why is that? Most teams don't carry three quarterbacks. Do one of the guys they not believe in? I mean, what's the thinking?
You're confused by that, Leroy?
Yeah, I really am. I mean,
sounds like it.
It's like somebody with bad marriages and paying off alimony. It's a reminder of their mistakes, you know, expensive reminders of their mistakes. And Nick Foles was the guy they traded for because they thought that he was going to fit the system. He didn't work.
Right.
Andy Dalton was the guy they signed to provide stability, and that was before they drafted Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
So there are legitimate reasons that they could explain away, but the fact of the matter is, you're right. I mean, they have an inordinate amount of money devoted to the quarterback position, when everything about what they expected to happen and the reasons for those investments changed when they moved up aggressively to draft Justin Fields.
Okay, great. That was very intelligent. Thank you.
You got another one or no?
No, I got the real question. I really want to know why his name isn't first over Mully, but that's another day.
why you want to start?
Hey, man, this is my guy. I got to take care of him. Now, I'm a big Mooney guy. I like Mooney for, you know, fantasy reasons, of course. And Allen Robinson, when he was down in Jacksonville, I told people he was a platinum receiver just to get an opportunity. So I know he's on a one-year deal, whatever. So Justin Fields has weapons, but it all come down to the play calling. How did the play calling differ from, is it laser and when the head coach was making the calls?
Well, I think it's more of a conventional approach right now. The Bears, as you guys well know, is not really they've struggled for an identity offensively the last several years, and except for 2018 when I think they had things kind of fall into place, and you see that in the NFL every now and then. Matt Nagy was on a roll, and the first half of the season was dynamic. The league caught up to him. What happened with Bill Lazor in the last couple weeks since Matt Nagy stepped aside and let Bill Lazor call plays? You know, Matt Nagy basically became a better head coach by firing his play caller, which was himself. Mm-hmm. And he upgraded two positions by doing that. Bill Lazor's not going to make you go, wow. He's not going to dazzle you. He's going to call a pretty conventional game, and that's good for the Bears because they need to embrace the running game. That offensive line, much maligned, and they deserved it early on. They became physical against the Raiders. Watch that tape. I've never seen the Bears offensive line have so many offensive line highlights. Goodness sakes, there were pancakes here and there. Mm. What you're going to get from Bill Lazor is ideally a complementary approach to football. Run the football, set up third and makeable, and try to keep the chains moving.
Now, speaking of that, Herbert, the sixth-round pick, is going to have to play here for the Bears. How good has their rookie class been so far in general this year?
Well, my inclination is to say disappointing because they expected Tevin Jenkins and Larry Borm, the two offensive tackles, to contribute. And then I think, well, that's a foolish thing to say because Justin Fields and Khalil Herbert are guys who are ready to go, and they're going to be factors on Sunday. You've got to defend Justin Fields in a lot of different ways, and Khalil Herbert he will run you over. He's a very impressive sixth round draft pick. He's ready for action. He can pass block. He can pick up the blitz. Damian Williams possibly being out is a problem.
He's on the COVID list, right?
And I think Khalil Herbert showed last week he can handle a bigger load.
Mm-hmm.
He is David Haugh again, Mully and Haugh, 670 The Score in Chicago. Follow him on Twitter at David Haugh, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
David, it feels like, though, the defense is playing much better than they did maybe a couple years ago. I mean, looks like they're getting a lot of good pressure with just by rushing four and dropping everybody else. And if you ask me, I think that may be the go-to plan on how to stop Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely. You know, you can have a plan, but until, Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
And the Bears' plan will be to use four. And the reason they can say that was they can use that this year and it's worked, Robert Quinn's earning his money this year. Khalil Mack is playing more like Khalil Mack. Yep. They're getting there off the edge. And with the Packers compromised the left tackle position, they feel like maybe they can do it again. They have a young secondary. And they have holes back there. But if you can rush four, you can protect your corners and avoid putting them on an island. And that's what the Bears have been able to do. There are only, I think, four teams that have blitzed less frequently than the Bears. And I think that is an explanation as easy as any to see why their defense has been working after a disastrous opener.
Yep.
I mean, Sean McVay made them look silly. Matthew Stafford made them look foolish. And Sean Desai, the new defensive coordinator, learned his lesson. They've recovered well.
Yeah, I want Eddie Jackson and Gibson Sr., the safeties, very optimistic safeties. They get a lot of picks in the past. Again, it's about corner play because Devontae Adams is going to get 20,000 targets. I mean, we know that. I mean,
yeah.
And I know a lot of people say, why don't you just double him? Why don't you do this? But the guy that just seems like against the Bears, they lose him in the secondary is Robert Tonyan. He seems to be a guy that hasn't gotten the targets and hadn't gotten the touchdowns. And I don't know why the Bears like tight ends, but I can't really ask you that. So some of the Packers, they got 15 tight ends as well. So do you think defending the tight end can be an issue this particular week for the Bears?
The Bears like tight ends on offense, but they don't know how to defend them on defense. That's the problem. And, you know, they have pretty good athletes at the linebacker position. Roquan Smith sometimes can be set up out there, but he's having a terrific year. And I think their safeties, you would think, guys, I mean, two veteran safeties should be able to handle tight ends, but for whatever reason, sometimes you get breakdowns in coverage. Darren Waller had a breakdown. He dropped the pass or else he would have had a big gain. He had a 29-yard on a blown coverage last week against the Bears. And I tell you, that's the big problem. Davante Adams is going to do his damage. Jalen Johnson wants to rise for the challenge. Be careful what you wish for, young man.
That's right.
But the tight end position could really hurt them because they just historically have been very weak defending the tight end down the middle of the field, and that could be a problem. Eddie Jackson has to be more engaged, more interested, and frankly, a more willing tackler because that's been a problem for him.
David, I'm interested. I mean, we're talking Packers, Bears. I want to get your prediction, obviously, for the game, too. But how has it been down there on the score in Chicago dealing with the aftermath of the White Sox being eliminated earlier than people thought, similar to the Brewers?
Well, let's see. The wake took about 48 hours. The funeral's still going on. Mm. And the scrutiny persists. Everyone's mad at Tony La Russa. And, you know, the White Sox had a 93-win season, but it felt like they were below 500 because the rhetoric since July has been the bump slayers. And they were a 500 team in the second half of the season. And anyone who thought, well, you know what, they're going to get to the playoffs and flip a switch. And I thought they could. I thought they might. And then they didn't. So it's been a week full of kind of sifting through the rubble of the wreckage from what the Astros did to the White Sox. And I think they're going to be one of those teams that is going to be in the postseason for the next 3 to 5 years. It's just a matter of what are they going to do to put them over the top.
All right, prediction, Packers-Bears. Who you got?
Packers 23, Bears 21. It's going to be closer than a lot of people thought 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, certainly in the preseason. But the Bears are going to close the gap, but not enough because number 12 still wears green and gold, and that's a problem historically. And that's going to be the reality until and if he leaves.
You tell him don't lose Randall Cobb. Either.
Yeah, right. That's the one, David. You know who's really hurt him is Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb.
Yeah. Man, I mean, he brought Randall Cobb back just to beat the Bears.
Is he collecting an NFL pension yet? My God, no. How long is he going to play?
No, well, both of them.
He's going to play a while. Hey,
you got one more, Steve.
We're talking.
Wasn't he a teammate of yours, Leroy? Goodness.
No, be nice. You be nice.
Yeah, Leroy's way older than that. One last thing here. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. We were playing the Bear Still Sucks song. I'm sure you've heard that from the 80s or whatever.
Hold on. I've never heard that before.
Okay, so, he has. So we were playing that earlier, and we were just talking about the rivalry and what it really is. And then we were reading the numbers about all the interceptions quarterbacks for the Bears have thrown since Rodgers has been there, how many interceptions Rodgers has thrown, and how it's been one-sided for the Packers. But it was one-sided for the Bears, too, back in the 80s when Gary was on those Forrest Gregg teams, but that was a fight. Those coaches hated each other. Those players hated each other. And I argue that I don't think, now Lovie Smith did it, but I don't know if either one of these current coaches do the whole history of the rivalry and show them clips of what this rivalry has meant this whole time. And I kind of put it on the coaches a little bit of why this kind of has a feel of another game. Maybe not from the fans, but from the players.
Well, I think these guys, they just seem too nice, right?
Right.
I mean, you've got Matt LaFleur and Matt Nagy. Those are guys that you walk into a bar and they're going to welcome you and greet you and give you this little bro hug and like, hey guys, you want what kind of craft beer can I buy you? Yeah. And I think that's part of it. And I think that they are just showing good sportsmanship. They're nice guys, and there's not that rancor, that hatred that maybe you felt back in the day. Maybe that changes, and I also think there's some concession going on here. I mean, as long as Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, it's going to be difficult for the Bears to get too chesty about the rivalry.
Real quick, let me ask you, will the Bears move from Soldier Field to what? Is that Arlington?
Yeah,
that
Arlington Heights.
In all likelihood, that's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to be official. They bought the land, and it makes all the sense in the world they could go out there and possibly – get a facility where they can have Super Bowls, Final Fours, but it just makes you sense the Bears have never owned their own stadium, and that's how you make money in the NFL. And the minute they bought that land is the minute their franchise value increased exponentially. Mm.
There he is, David Haw. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. Listen to him on mornings on 670 The Score, Mully and Haw. David, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Yep. There he is, David Haw, Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show serves up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms. Rice, Sean, and Don for just $1.99 right now at Wendy's. You can get a sausage or bacon egg and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run. Don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier about David Stearns having a season-ending press conference for the Milwaukee Brewers earlier today. And they asked him about the reports about the New York Mets possibly having interest and asking to maybe be able to speak to him at some point, coming in and running their deal. And David Stearns, paraphrasing, just said, "My family's happy here. I'm happy here. We have work to do here. And I'm just going to leave it at that." That's pretty much what he said. So that makes me think he ain't going anywhere, even if they were allowed to talk to him. Because they can't talk to him unless Antanasio allows. According to John Heyman, he's got 1 year left with an option. So that's 2 years, essentially, for the Brewers option. So that's essentially 2 years. Antanasio, I'm pretty sure, will say, no, you're not talking to him. Move on.
I'm trying to figure out when these guys are asked about these other jobs, what wiggle room and daylight they give themselves. Because when they leave, well, I didn't say this.
Yeah, but he should he should be like Billy Beane in Oakland. Like, he should just be – he should be here 20, 30 years, however long he wants to be here. Like, there's no reason for – as long as you can pay him.
Well, he'll be here as long as he wants to be here.
I hope so.
You're comparing that to New York?
No, the problem would be is how much money can they pay him.
Exactly.
Correct. Let's talk about
Bring the bank.
Pro Camp by Van Horn. Van Horn has entered the RV world. Pro Camp by Van Horn is a Class B camper van. It's like a tiny home on wheels designed for the weekend warrior or people who want to live on-the-go van life. If you haven't seen this thing yet, check it out right now at VanHornProCamp.com. 6 models available and a wide range of options. You can get the freestyle model with just walls and flooring to customize yourself. So you can put your own cabinets in, do all that yourself. Or you can go all the way up to a fully loaded package like the breakaway model where it's already all done, complete with awning, solar power, kitchen area, adjustable bed, pull-out bench seat, enough room to sleep 4. Explore all the options and more at VanHornProCamp.com. Fantasy football up next. Use the hashtag BigFantasy or dial it up right now on the Wendy's Big Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.